Welcome to this week's edition of The Noisy Turtle, where we talk to University of Maryland students about stories they're covering. I'm Jen Davis, and today I'm talking with Charlie DuBois, a sophomore journalism major, who recently covered the SGA presidential debate. So, Charlie, can you introduce the two candidates for us and briefly explain their background?
Absolutely. Well, we have one candidate, Ben Simon, from the Love Party. He's a junior. He'll be a senior next year, obviously. He's known for being president of the Love Movement, and also briefly Turp Poets last year. And the other candidate for the Action Party is Kai Zai. He's a SGA veteran, as is most of his party and his platform. So he's running against Ben Simon for SGA president next year.
Very nice, very nice. So what were the major topics discussed at last night's debate?
Well, last night's debate focused pretty much on the two candidates' platforms. They had their entire cabinet, for the position. So they focused on things like SGA transparency, which has been a hot topic issue because people are saying the SGA is not very transparent anymore. How they're going to distribute funds, things like that. One of the things they focused on, at least Simon, his more major part of his party is bikes and how he's going to push the greener energy, and he's really big on transparency. And he's kind of running as the SGA outsider because he's never served on the board. Government association, I should say.
And those are very important topics that any SGA candidate needs to present a good platform for. So I see you took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're very interested in photojournalism. So what do you think this picture adds to the story?
Yeah, I'm actually the photographer, not the writer, I should say. an important part with any really political story, even if it is just SGA, is you have to get both candidates in the shot. Which I wasn't able to do because they're sitting on the opposite sides of the room. So they just used two photos, both looking very intent and political. I think it's important that you have both candidates on there, obviously, in a fair light, both on the page, and, they both look good at this debate. And I think it really reflects them, serious, brass tacks business kind of thing. It is just a college presidency, but it's still a big deal to these guys.
And so, after this debate, how do you feel personally? What is your personal opinion on who you think would be better suited for the presidential position?
I think, honestly, Kaye from the Action Party, I think he's more suited. Even, he is inside the SGA. Some people might want an outsider, I guess. But he's got a lot of political experience. He was the only student member of the board that helped find the university president, President Wallace Lowe. So he's got a lot of, I think he's got a lot of clout in the administration, as much as a student can. Whereas Ben Simon, he's an interesting candidate because kind of an outsider, and he's a goofy guy if you ever meet him in person. But I think Kai is more suited for this presidency.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie. And this is Jen Davis reporting for The Noisy Turtle.